Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Thursday, July 28, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Christian workers will face more trouble in India. American teachers move to support their ministry partners in India, and a major ministry will soon be moving. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where there have been some reports of militants fighting to regain power and blaming Christians for their fall. We spoke to a mission group working in India about this, but because of recent threats to the staff, we're not revealing our source's agency or name. We'll call him Pastor Mark. He explains the challenge facing their work.
In three other states, one of them of which we are in, they are considering a stronger anti-conversion law, and particularly those that are in your more unreached people areas. They're seeking to reconvert them back from Christianity.
Mark says for many believers, threats are part of daily life.
Pray especially for the workers that are there, for protection, for wisdom, that God would help them handle discouragement and depression. Certainly for those that have trusted Christ and have the potential of losing their livelihood, losing freedom.
Next, wide-ranging persecution of Chinese Christians in recent months has dashed hopes for greater religious freedom. Compass Direct reports a new law on religion took effect in March, but a wave of arrests in May, June, and July means the government doesn't plan to give any more freedoms. The spread of Christianity among educated Chinese was highlighted in an article in The Economist, and it clearly is worrying the Chinese government. Pray that the leaders will be released and protection for others. You're listening to Mission Network News. Reports indicate the majority of Americans describe themselves as spiritual, but not religious. They think about spirituality, but they don't like church or like institutions. Well, that's a challenge for Young Life, an organization targeting young people for Christ. Young Life's Tom Combs says,
from a distance, we look back at young people and say, they're spiritually relative, they're morally relative. Up close and in person, when you sit down one-on-one and you talk to them, most often you find a genuine hunger for something that's real, something that's true.
Combs says young people need more adults telling them that there are spiritual absolutes.
There are few people who are willing to take the time to enter into a relationship with young people to help them navigate their way through this giant buffet line of religious beliefs and spirituality. To really come to the essence of what it means to be a follower of Christ.
Call us or go to our website if you'd like to volunteer to help Young Life in your area. Meanwhile, one group of educators considers how best to support their counterparts in India. Worldwide Christian School's Jennifer Hartman says this fall, they're holding a special training conference for their teachers in Bangalore. They're trying to offer new tools to encourage staff facing a challenging outreach.
One of the purposes is for continuing education for teachers and the Christian mission schools in India. Another one is to build an association within India because they know the most effective way to operate within each country. We'd like to help Christian mission schools to utilize and build businesses so that they are not so dependent on U.S. dollars.
Hartman says the conference is a direct response to many of the teachers' heart for ministry.
Over and over again, we heard we need help with how to teach in every subject area biblical teachings. Is that science? Is it reading? I mean, how do we do that? And what resources do we use? So really, they depend on us for that. And that's a big part of this conference.
And the Jesus Film Project, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ International, is relocating. The San Clemente, California-based group is moving into Campus Crusade's headquarters in Orlando, Florida. The move is expected to be completed by July of 2006. The relocation will consolidate operations and pool resources with Campus Crusade. The Jesus Film has been translated into more than 890 languages and seen in every country in the world. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to financially support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. If you do it online, we'll send you a newly designed Mission Network News t-shirt. Go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also click on special reports to see pictures of my recent trip to India. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.